And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 4th of September, 2013. Google was first incorporated on this day, 1998, founded by Larry Page and Sergey Brin, two PhD students at Stanford, who designed a new and more powerful search engine. June 2006, Google was added to the Oxford English Dictionary as a verb. I Google you, and you Google me. 1888, Rochester, New York, George Eastman got his patent for his new easy-to-use camera, the Kodak. He came up with the name simply because it was easy to remember. You push the button, we do the rest, said the early ads for the Kodak. It's the birthday of the novelist Mary Renault, born London, 1905, settled in South Africa, where she began to write her series of historical novels set in ancient Greece, The Last of the Wine, The King Must Die, and The Bull from the Sea. Mary Renault, who wrote, "Madness is sacred to the gods. They give it us at the proper season to purge our souls, as they give us strong herbs to clean out our bodies." And it's the birthday of Richard Wright, born on a plantation near Natchez, Mississippi, 1908, author of Native Son in 1940. Grew up in the Jim Crow South. He was the son of a sharecropper. Father abandoned the family when the boy was 5 years old, moved to Memphis with his mother, taught himself to read by secretly getting books out of the whites only library. 19, moved to Chicago, city where blacks and whites sat on streetcars next to each other, ate at the same restaurants, which confused him. He didn't know how to act anymore. Worked as a ditch digger, hospital worker, postal clerk, and then came out with his masterpiece, Native Son, 1940, the story of Bigger Thomas, who gets a job as a driver for a beautiful young white woman and then accidentally kills her. It went on to become the first best-selling novel by an African-American writer. Here's a poem for today by David Budbill, the ubiquitous daylily of July. There is an orange daylily that blooms in July and is everywhere around these parts right now, common, ordinary. It grows in everybody's dooryard, abandoned or lived in, along the side of the road, in front of stone walls, at gas stations and garages, at the entrance to driveways, anywhere it takes a mind to sprout. You always see them in clusters, bunches, never by themselves. They propagate by rhizomes, which is why they are so resilient and why you see them in bunches. There is an orange daylily that blooms in July and is ubiquitous right now. The roadside mowers mow a lot of them, but they don't get them all. These are not the rare and delicate lemon-yellow daylilies or the other kinds people have around their places. This one is coarse and ordinary, almost harsh in its weathered beauty, like an older woman with a tough, worldly wise and wrinkled face. There's nothing nubile, smooth, or perky about this flower. It's not fresh. It's been around a while, and everybody knows it. As I said, it's coarse and ordinary, and it's beautiful because it's ordinary. A plant gone wild, and therefore become rugged, indestructible, indomitable, in short, tough, resilient, like anyone or thing has to be in order to survive. A poem by David Budbill, The Ubiquitous Day Lily of July, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, sponsored by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.